This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. A bill moving through the state capitol would pump $600 million into the state's unemployment insurance fund. CPR's Megan Verley reports.
The wave of layoffs at the start of the pandemic depleted the UI fund. And without the extra money, businesses will see a sharp hike in their premiums. So lawmakers want to use federal stimulus money to offset some of that. The bipartisan bill also has some policy changes. It would allow undocumented immigrants to collect unemployment if their employer paid into the fund for them. It also has new protections for people the state accidentally overpays. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
Colorado Springs residents will see their utility bills slashed by about $30 this month. It's the second time the Springs has used its city-owned utility as a way to refund excess tax revenue. Last year, the city brought in $35 million more than what's allowed under the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. Springs residents voted last November to allow the city to keep much of that money to fund wildfire mitigation. And Colorado State University football player Trey McBride now plays in the NFL. McBride was drafted by the Arizona Cardinals in the second round of the NFL draft last night. McBride was a unanimous All-American and won the award for college football's best tight end. He will become the first NFL player who has same-sex parents. A little bit windy at times along the Front Range today. You're listening to CPR News.